my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of the Madni channel, welcome once again on the series The World of Jinn and Amir Ahle Sunnat. In the last episode we said we will discuss about Hamzat. Inshallah we'll discuss this phenomenon, this jinn that is with us all the time. Inshallah we'll learn a bit more about it. But before that, our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned that whoever recites the Ruda Pak 50 times a day, He, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, I will shake hands with that person on the day of Qiyamah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, wrote regarding Hamzad. And he said, Hamzad is a type of shaitan that stays with man all the time. And it is a kafir jinn, and it is cursed forever. It mentioned in Sahih Muslim, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is none amongst you, but he has a Hamzat jinn, and also a Hamzat angel. That means a personal jinn and a personal angel. Who says this? Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Do you have one as well? He said, yes. But through the help of Almighty Allah, my Hamzat jinn is a Muslim, and for me there is nothing but benefit. So that means, obviously everyone benefits from our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this Hamzat jinn could not interfere, and did not interfere. He became a Muslim. Alhamdulillah. Hazrat Wahab bin Munabba radiallahu anhu mentioned that every one of us has a shaitanic jinn. Now this is a very important point. For the kafirs, the non-Muslims, the jinns are always active with them. The jinn eats with them, drinks with them, sleeps with them, and gets involved in all the activities. Remember this. For the mu'min, the jinn is present, but it remains hidden. And it waits for him. It's always waiting for him to do something. Like when a believer becomes unmindful, then the jinn takes advantage. And he also says this, and something very important for us to understand. This Hamza jinn loves those who eat a lot and who sleep a lot. Because obviously when you eat a lot, it makes you lethargic. You can't get up and read salah, etc., etc. So that jinn loves you. Because then it will entice you, make you feel even more tired, make your leg feel even more heavier. So you find it very difficult after eating a heavy meal to now wake up and go to the masjid. And to sleep a lot, again, he gets very happy. The one who loves to sleep a lot, is very difficult to get up for Fajr Salah. So as you can see, how easily Hamza jinn can control you. Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu also mentioned, it is categorically haram to capture or try and bring under your control Hamzat or this kind of satanic jinns. Because if you do that, that means you will not be free from flattery, from praising, and also seeking help from one that is linked with shaitan. If you are meddling, and this is very dangerous, with a kafir shaitanic jinn, it will definitely have a negative influence on your character. It will make you become wicked. It will make you become astray. So, for those people who meddle with these kinds of kafir jinns, so that they can get some kind of devilish power, it will be, may cause them harm. It also mentions it makes the person one reclusive. That means he try and stay away because of his bad character, and it makes that person arrogant. So therefore, we are asked and warned not to get involved with this kind of jinns. And for those who use jinns for these kind of purposes, to do these kind of tricks, it is strictly haram. One is mentioned, Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu was asked about, there was a woman who had a jinn whom she interacted with, whom only she could see, but nobody else could see, and that jinn used to bring and give her money. So Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu was asked, can she spend the money? So he replied, it is considered haram, is also considered as a bribery for the purpose of adultery. So this kind of thing is haram. Hadith Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu has mentioned, he said, once our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a jinn approached him while he was reading salah, and it was trying to interfere with the salah, to make him break his salah. He said, Allah Azza wa Jal gave me the power to capture it, and I squeezed his throat, and I intended to tie it to one of the pillars in the masjid so that you could see it in the morning. But he says, I remember the dua of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, that, oh Allah, forgive me and give me that kind of kingship that he gave no one else. And then he said, I left the jinn. But the jinn was unsuccessful in his attempt to disturb me in my salah. Can jinns trouble human beings? Okay, there's two ways that jinn can trouble human beings. One is from outside, and one through going into the bodies. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu has mentioned that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that at the time of birth, shaitan touches the baby, and this causes the baby to cry. And he said, this happens to every baby except Hazrat Isa al-Islam and Hazrat Bibi Maryam radiallahu anha. Other than that, everyone get affected by this. And this is the question, can jinns enter the bodies of human beings? And it's mentioned in Surah Baqarah, verse number 275. The translation from Kanzul Iman, English translation is, will not stand up on the day of judgment except the one whom an evil jinn has deranged by his touch. Another proof about jinns entering the body. This is reported by Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu. A lady brought her son, and she complained that her son was gone insane, was gone mad, pagal, and was troubling her a lot. And she brought this child in front of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his blessed hands on his chest, and he made dua. And after he did this, the child vomited, and something resembling like a small black puppy of a dog came out of his mouth. So again, where did it come from? From inside. So it shows again here that it does go into you. And beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removed it. The lady brought her son to beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was insane. And beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to this jinn, he said, O enemy of Allah, come out. I am the messenger of Allah. When he said this in front of the child, alhamdulillah, the child became cured of his madness or his insanity. Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman bin Abi al-As radiallahu anhu has mentioned that beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made me governor of Taif. He said, and I was having problem that when I performed namaz and I was being troubled, I wasn't aware of what I was reciting. And then he said, I went to the court of beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he, beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked for the reason of my visit. And I told him, something is troubling me in my namaz and I'm not aware of what I'm reading. And he called me closer and I sat in a squat position. Then beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam struck me on my chest and he placed his blessed saliva in my mouth. How fortunate for him. Placed his blessed saliva in my mouth and he said, "O enemy of Allah, come out." He said this 3 times, "O enemy of Allah, come out. O enemy of Allah, come out." Alhamdulillah. He said, the jinn came out of me and I went back to work and said, this problem never came back to me for the rest of my life. Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman bin Abi al-As radiallahu anhu mentioned that he complained to beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he keeps forgetting Quran. So that means he recites and he forgets. Beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam struck his chest with his blessed hand and said, "O Shaitan, come out of the chest of Uthman." He said, after that, I never ever forgot whatever I learned. These are regarding jinns entering the body. As some people would say that jinns can't enter. Now we have learned so many hadith that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually took a jinn from within people. As I said, the first one way, it was in the form of a little black puppy. It came out. So as I said, this is, alhamdulillah, knowledge for many people. Because as I say, many people say, now there's no such thing. Jinn can't come to anybody. That's not possible. So we have learned, alhamdulillah, so far with what we narrated, that jinns can and do enter people and cause havoc. As you can see, in many cases, these children have gone insane. Because obviously the jinn went inside and started controlling the mind and making them talk nonsense, etc., etc. So it could be many people who are suffering from insanity. It could actually be jinn. Now, can jinns seduce human beings? That's the next question. It's mentioned that once a Jewish lady came in front of beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, crying, and she read some couplets in Arabic, and the translation of this is such. She said, "Oh my moon," referring to her son, "may my father be sacrificed upon you. How I desire to know who murdered you. Your disappearance is horrible. Did a Jewish fox gobble you? If you are dead, then overnight, how quickly it happened. If you are dead, how dreadful my night will pass. If you are alive, it is important for you to return from where you left." So, beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "O woman, what calamity has reached you?" She said, "My child was playing in front of me, and suddenly he disappeared. And we looked all over for him, we couldn't find him. Now my house is lonely and desolate without him." Then beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her, "If Almighty Allah through me returns your son to you, will you believe in me? That means, will you accept Islam?" She said, "I swear on an oath on Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim, Hazrat Sayyidina Ishaq, Hazrat Sayyidina Yaqub alayhumu salatu wasalam, that," he said, "if you do this, I will accept Islam." Beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed 2 rakat salah. Then he made dua for a while. And after the dua was completed, the child appeared in front. And he asked the child, "Where were you?" The child was saying, "I was playing in front of my mother, and this kafir jinn came, appeared, it picked me up and took me towards the ocean." And she said, "When you made dua, a believing jinn, who was much bigger and more powerful, overpowered this jinn, snatched me from him, and came and now placed me in front of you." Alhamdulillah, as you can see, with the dua of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Almighty Allah return the child. And the lady said, "May Almighty Allah shower His mercy upon you when this happened, and the lady immediately accepted Islam. So as you can see, alhamdulillah, the blessings of the dua of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You get many, many stories like this, where people, obviously non-Muslims, accept Islam due to many of the miracles of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once an Ansar radiallahu ta'ala anhu left home for Isha Salah, and he was abducted by jinns and he disappeared for some years. Thereafter he arrived in Madinat al-Munawwara. Zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima. And it was in the time of Hazrat Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Faruq radiallahu anhu, who asked him to relate what happened. So he informed that he was captured by jinns, and he said, I lived with them for a long period of time. He said, thereafter Muslim jinns made jihad with these jinns, and I was also captured. So afterwards some of the Muslim jinns came to me and asked me who I am. When I told them, they asked, are you a Muslim? He said, yes. Then he said, no, we can't keep a Muslim. So they gave me a choice that I could carry on living with them, or if I desire, I can go back to my people. So I desired that I want to go back, and that is how I ended up in Madinah Sharif. As you can see, the jinns also capture, and there are many such incidents as we have related to you. There's another incident, the time of ignorance. One person sent his daughter to the well, the bowl, to collect water. And she had gone away for a long time, and she did not return. So he got worried and started searching, and they searched and searched and searched, and they were unsuccessful. He then gave up hope of ever finding his daughter again. So one night, while he was sitting in his veranda, recovering, he saw a shadow approaching. And as the shadow became closer, he realized that it was his daughter. He said, I went excitedly to meet her and asked, are you really my daughter? She said, yes. He asked, what happened? Where were you? She said, you remember the time you sent me to get water? He said, when you did this, the jinns captured me. And then they took me away and I spent time with them. And after a while, another group of jinns came to attack these jinns. And the jinn that captured me, he promised me. He said, if we are victorious, I will return you to your family. Alhamdulillah, they were victorious. And as promised, he returned me to you. And he said, I looked closely at my daughter. She had gone darker in complexion. She had lost a lot of hair. And she had gone very thin. Alhamdulillah, after some time, he said she regained her health. Her cousin married her. And the jinn, before he left her, he told her, he agreed that you will make a special signal, and whenever you need my help, you make the signal, and I will come to help you. When the husband saw her making the signal, he began to doubt her and began to accuse her. One day he asked you, are you human or a shaitanic jinn? And when he was in this state, the girl gave a clue, a sign to the jinn. And then the husband heard a voice saying, what harm has she done to you? If you raise your hand on her, I will destroy your eyes. And he's saying, from that time, I protected her and didn't do anything. And after accepting Islam, I continued taking care of her. So this person asked the jinn, we can hear your voice. How come we can't see you? Why don't you expose yourself? So the jinn said, it's not possible, because our forefathers asked for three favors and they were given to us by Allah. One, we said, first favor is that we should be able to see others and others should not be able to see us. Then they said that we must be given the favor that we can live below the surface of the earth. And the third is, when we reach old age, just before our death, we must have the privilege of getting our youth returned to us. So all these three were given to them. As you said, one of them was that we should be able to see and nobody should be able to see us. Therefore, jinn see us, and as I said, they do sometimes a lot of mischief. They can also help, but we cannot see them. And there's another very beautiful story, and this, inshallah, a story that we'll relate in the next episode. And my dear viewers of Madhi channel, so for what you have learned, I'm sure you find it very beneficial that we are beginning to have a better understanding of this creation that lives with us. And in many times, as we heard in one of the previous episodes, it is in the ceiling of every Muslim, and the Pak jinn or Muslim believing jinns, and when you eat, they come and join you. And if you, because of their blessings, shaitanic jinns are chased. So we interact with them all the time, and you know of many people that get affected by jinns. So therefore it's important for us to know the finer details, because we don't know when this information is going to come handy for us. So therefore stay connected, keep following the series, you're going to hear many beautiful things, and towards the end, there are very beautiful wazifas you can read to protect yourself, and also if jinn affect you, what you should read. So alhamdulillah, as you continue watching, and in towards the end where I'll give you pre-warning, you must have books. So when we give wazifas, you can note them down, inshaAllah. May Allah give us tawfiq to carry on watching Madhi channel and gaining from whatever is being broadcast, especially now in this series we're talking about jinn. Ameen bi jahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Attar is my guide, 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 by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.